There was no advance warning, so he was taken wholly by surprise when the world came apart around him, suddenly and completely. What had seemed like solid matter supporting him turned to dust and masonry and timber, the air filled with a screeching and rending of metal and stone, a roar that rose up out of the very bowels of the earth, the hot, rancid breath of the devil himself exploding into the night. Eve was falling, flying, turning, interminably. 15 seconds, that felt like 15 hours, before something struck him on the head and the world turned black. He had no idea how long he had been unconscious, but the first thing that struck him as awareness returned was the silence. An extraordinary, deafening silence, all the more striking for the contrast with the roar of destruction still echoing in his memory. Dust was settling all around him like the finest snow, and he choked on it, before looking up to see stars where once had been his apartment. He could make no sense of the confusion of masonry and brick all around him, had no conception at all of where he was. But to his surprise he found he was still clutching his suitcase, battered and scored, but intact. He was lying at a peculiar angle over a chunk of what appeared to be the staircase, and he maneuvered himself with difficulty into a sitting position. Miraculously, nothing seemed broken, but he could feel blood trickling down the side of his head. Now he could hear distant voices calling in the night,
and someone screaming.
Closer to hand, something that sounded like moaning. But in his confusion, he was unable to identify which direction it came from. He had no idea what had just happened. An explosion? He tried to get to his feet, and as he turned, saw an arm protruding from a jagged chunk of masonry, frozen fingers clutching at nothing. He scrambled over the rubble and with an enormous effort managed to pull the stonework to one side, exposing the hopelessly crushed body of a bald-headed man with a round face, white now with plaster dust and streaked crimson with blood. The Citroen driver. There were others here too. He saw a foot, a hand, a leg. No sound. No movement. His pursuers were dead. All of them. Just 3 of the 16,000 who died that night during 15 seconds of hell in what he would soon discover had been the worst earthquake in Moroccan history. Yet Eve had survived it. And who would know? How many bodies would never be recovered, his included? Which was the moment he realized that, with his own death, he was being given a second chance at life. No one would be looking for him ever again.